Well, shalom, dear ones. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Whether this is your first time or you are a regular, we are so glad you are here. As the new school year begins, I want to take a moment to speak to parents, especially those with children heading off to learn science, whether in a public classroom or in a Christian setting. But really, this message is for everyone. Because what we talk about today is at the very heart of what it means to be human, to belong, and to hope. This time of year is always a mix of excitement and nerves. There's anticipation about new teachers, new friends, and new things to learn. But for many Christian parents, there's also a quiet worry. Will the things my child hears at school challenge the faith I've tried to nurture at home? Will science and scripture be at odds? Can my child love God and also love discovering how the world works? It's easy to feel like we're caught between two worlds, the world of faith and the world of facts. But what if that divide isn't real at all? What if the very first pages of the Bible aren't afraid of science, actually offer us a blueprint, not just for how the world began, but for who we are and where we're headed? Today, I want to share a message about creation, maybe in a way that you haven't heard before. It's a message of hope and destiny. Before we begin, let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you for this new season, for the fresh beginnings, the opportunities to learn and grow, and for the precious children you've entrusted to our care. As our kids head back to school, whether in public classrooms or at home, we ask for your wisdom to fill their hearts and minds. Help us as parents to guide them well, to model faith that is curious, courageous, and compassionate. Lord, as we reflect on your creation, open our eyes to the wonder of your world. Not just in its beauty, but in its order, its purpose, and the hope you have written into the very fabric of the universe. Remind us that you are the author of both scripture and science, and that your love is big enough to hold all of our questions. Draw near to us now and speak to us by your Spirit. Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Step back to the very beginning, the foundation, not just of the world, but of our hope as God's people. Genesis opens with these timeless words, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth." This isn't just a children's story, and it's not a myth. It is the origin of everything, spoken by the one true God, Yahweh. Those words brings forth life and light. The account that follows isn't just a record of what Yahweh made. It's poetry and proclamation. Day by day, Yahweh brings order out of chaos. There is a divine pattern. First light, then the heavens and the earth separated. Then the waters gathered, then plants, then the sun and moon assigned their places. Then the living creatures, and finally, humanity made in his image. This order is intentional. It is a blueprint. Even modern science, when it looks honestly at the world, recognizes that life is only possible because things happen in a precise order. Light before plants, plants before animals, animals before people. The Torah isn't at odds with truth. It is the foundation of it. Yahweh is not a God of confusion or randomness. He is the God of purpose, beauty, and meaning. The creation account tells us that the universe is not an accident. The handiwork of a wise, covenant-keeping God who delights in order and goodness. And if creation has a blueprint, And so do we. The same God who spoke the world into being has spoken destiny and hope over each of us. We are not here by accident. We are part of his story, a story that finds its fulfillment in Messiah Yeshua, the one through whom all things were made and the one in whom all things hold together. This is the hope we can anchor our children in as they step into a world full of questions. Yahweh's wisdom orders creation, and his promises stand forever. Now, I know that for many believers, the question of how we read Genesis 1 can feel daunting. Maybe you've heard debates about whether the creation days are literal 24-hour periods, or whether they represent longer eras or ages. Maybe you even felt pressure to choose a side, young earth or old earth, as if your faith depends on getting the timeline right. But let's step back for a moment. The Hebrew word for day, yom, in Genesis is flexible. In some places, it means a literal day. In others, it means an era, a season, even a decisive moment in history. The point of Genesis is not to give us a scientific clock, but to reveal Yahweh as the sovereign creator, wise, purposeful, and good. When we read Genesis through the lens of Messiah, we see that the creation account is a proclamation of God's kingdom and his order. It's about Yahweh bringing everything under his rule and appointing humanity as his image bearers, his stewards on earth. The days serve as a framework, a way to show the careful, purposeful establishment of God's cosmic kingdom. This means that faithful followers of Yeshua can hold different views about the age of the earth and still honor the truth and power of Scripture. The real question isn't how long did it take, but who did this and why? And the answer is always Yahweh, for his glory and our good. So don't let debates about timelines distract you from the bigger story. The heart of Genesis is not a battle between science and faith, but a declaration of hope that the world is God's, ordered by his wisdom, and that we are created for a purpose in his kingdom. And what about evolution? Many public schools present Darwin's theory as a settled fact, but it's important to remind our children that science is always asking questions and exploring new evidence. The origin of life, the complexity of creation, and the appearance of order in the universe still point powerfully to a designer, Yahweh, no matter what theories come and go. Encourage your children. Listen respectfully, study diligently, and always compare what you hear to the truth of Scripture. Remind them that it's okay to ask questions and that the Bible's message is not threatened by honest inquiry. Our confidence is not in any one scientific model, but in the one who made all things and holds all things together. As parents, you have the privilege of teaching your children that their faith is not fragile, and that Yahweh's truth can stand up to any challenge. Let them know that every honest search for truth will ultimately lead them back to the Creator, who loves them and calls them by name and created animals, as it says in Genesis 1, 24 through 25. And God said, "Let the land bring forth living creatures according to their species, livestock, crawling creatures, and wild animals according to their species." And it happened so. God made the wild animals according to their species, the livestock according to their species, and everything that crawls on the ground, each according to its species. And God saw that it was good. You don't have to be threatened by error created by a man who held a grudge against the very church he was raised in. Just teach them the truth. And if they need to respond, they can do so in confidence, knowing that they have chosen to believe what the Bible says. There's another layer to Yahweh's blueprint, a truth that shapes the destiny of every human being. Choice. In the garden, Yahweh placed Adam and Eve at the center of his creation, not as puppets, but as image bearers with real freedom. They were surrounded by beauty, purpose, and the presence of the one true God. But Yahweh also placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. Why? Because love that is forced is not love at all. Relationship with Yahweh can only be real if it is chosen. Adam and Eve's choice was a real one. They had everything they could want, but they also had the freedom to trust Yahweh's voice or to turn away. We know how the story goes. They chose independence over intimacy, and brokenness entered the world. It was a tragic choice, but it was not a surprise to Yahweh. He knew, and yet he still gave humanity the dignity of real freedom. As parents and as people, we feel this tension every day. We want to shield our children from pain, but we also know that they must choose for themselves. They must choose what to believe, how to live, who to trust. They also must choose to obey or not. Yahweh's blueprint honors the risk of love. He doesn't coerce or manipulate. He invites, he warns, he promises, but he never forces. And as parents, it is also our duty to train up our children in the way they should go, giving them rules to live by and explaining the consequences of choosing disobedience. It is a difficult task sometimes to do so without forcing them into one path or another or controlling them. But we must do our best with Yahweh's help and wisdom to love them enough to refrain from taking away their ability to choose, even when they are making bad choices. I know it is hard sometimes. I am a parent too. But we can do all things through Christ. Amen? But there is hope. Even before Adam and Eve made their choice, Yahweh had already made his. The scriptures tell us that Messiah Yeshua was slain from the foundation of the world. Redemption was not an afterthought. The solution was written into the very blueprint before the problem ever appeared. So as our children step into new seasons and new challenges, we remember the freedom Yahweh gives is real, but so is his faithfulness. Their destiny and ours is not determined by one mistake, but by the relentless love of our Redeemer. Hope is not wishful thinking. It is confidence that Yahweh's story is bigger than our failures and fears. From the very beginning, God's plan has always been about restoration, not just creation. Think about it. Before Adam and Eve ever took a bite, before there was a single act of rebellion, Yahweh already knew the cost and already prepared the cure. The scriptures say the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. Messiah Yeshua, the promised Redeemer, was not a last-minute rescue plan. He was part of the blueprint from the very start. That means nothing catches our God by surprise. Not the mistakes we make, not the challenges our children will face, not even the brokenness that sometimes feels too deep to heal. Yahweh's redemption is not limited by our weakness. His faithfulness reaches farther than our failures. He promises in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is a promise we can stake our lives on. And it's a promise I personally am glad is there. I depend on that verse every day because I have made many mistakes, and some are very big. I have a past too. I wrote a book on it. It's available on my website. I have a past too. We all have a past. We all make mistakes. But 1 John 1:9 is a powerful promise that we can stand on. And we need to teach it to our children. It's okay if they make mistakes. I mean, it's not okay if they make the mistakes okay, but if they make mistakes, there's 1 John 1:9. They all have to just repent. And we and God forgive them. Amen? Sometimes I think back to when I was a child, and maybe you do too, and wonder how different some of my choices might have been if I had truly understood this hope. If I had known that Yahweh already knew what I would face and that he had a rescue plan in place, maybe I would have trusted him more. Maybe I would have made better choices, knowing that a way of escape was always available. This is the hope we hand to our children and cling to ourselves. No matter how many times we or they fall, the Redeemer stands ready. He calls us back to himself again and again. He restores what is broken. He renews what is lost. The same God who ordered creation in the beginning is still at work, bringing order and hope out of chaos in our lives right now. So as this new year begins, remind yourself and your children, your story is still being written. Don't let anyone put you in a box or define your destiny. Yahweh's mercy is new every morning, and his blueprint for your life is written with love, grace, and promise. Your calling is to discover that blueprint and then walk in it step by step. And never forget, with every temptation, Yahweh has already made a way of escape. You can choose to take it. First, you have to look for it. Oh, if I had known this truth, if this truth had been planted deep within my spirit, maybe I would have made better choices. Maybe I would not have fell into temptation and made bad choices and suffered. Then my past would be quite different. But we can't change the past. Past is in the past. The future is now. You know, that's what I always say. Let's look forward. We can't dwell on the past. What if, what ifs, woulda, coulda, shouldas, they don't help. Trust me, they won't help. All we can do is repent and believe in 1 John 1:9, right? Amen? And then make better choices. And now that we understand this truth, look for those ways of escape when we are tempted and choose to take that way of escape. Choose to say no to the devil, no to sin, because sin has no rule over us any longer. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen? We now walk in the light, filled with this Ruach HaKodesh. And he's here helping us, empowering us to walk in the path that he has set before us. Amen. Now let's talk honestly about something that worries a lot of believing parents. Maybe even some of you here today. We live in a world that often tries to divide faith and science as if they are enemies on opposite sides of a battlefield. That's not the story the scriptures tell. And it's not the world Yahweh has made. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims the work of his hands, it says in Psalm 19:1. Real science, honest, humble discovery, simply uncovers what Yahweh has already woven into creation. Scriptures tell us the why, while science helps us explore the how. Both are searching for truth. Both can lead us to stand in awe of the one true God who designed it all. As parents, you don't need to fear what your children might learn. Instead, encourage their curiosity. Teach them that every question is safe to bring before Yahweh, because He is the author of both Scripture and the natural world. Remind them that while some people may try to use science to push God aside, creation itself keeps pointing back to its Creator. Messiah Yeshua, through whom all things were made, holds all things together. There is no discovery, no scientific law, no hidden atom that escapes His wisdom. When our children see the beauty of a flower under a microscope, or the vastness of the stars through a telescope, tell them, you are seeing the fingerprints of your Heavenly Father. Don't let fear drive you or your children. Faith and science together can stir up wonder, humility, and worship. Our job as parents and as a community is to model a faith that is not afraid of questions, but one that trusts Yahweh to be found in every honest search for truth. After all, He says to us, come, let us reason together. He's not afraid of your questions. He's here, and He's ready to answer them. Also, teach your children to love the Scriptures. Encourage them to be like the Bereans in Acts 17:11, who received the word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Don't be afraid of their questions. Point them to the Bible and search it out together. Show them that Yahweh invites us to wrestle, to dig deep, to seek understanding, not just to accept things blindly. Remind them that the Bible is not afraid of our doubts or our curiosity. The Word of God is living and active, and He can stand with any honest question we bring, because Yeshua is the Word, and He is alive, and He has a relationship with us, and He wants to explain things to us. He wants us to understand. He shares things with His friends. So let's be friends of God, with deep relationship that we're building deeper every day. When they hear new ideas, whether in a classroom or on the playground, teach them to go back to the Scriptures and test everything in light of Yahweh's truth. In a place full of voices and opinions, our children need to know that the safest place to anchor their lives is in the Word, and that Yahweh will meet them there every time they seek Him with an open heart. Amen. Parents, this is your season of influence. Yahweh has trusted you with the lives and destinies of your children, not to control them, but to guide them, to bless them, and to point them back to Him at every turn. You are not alone in this work. The task of raising up the next generation belongs to all of us as the family of Messiah. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, teacher, mentor, or friend, you play a part in shaping hearts and minds for the kingdom. So today, I want to commission you. Walk in courage and wisdom. Model what it looks like to trust Yahweh's blueprint, even when the path is unclear. Show your children, by your words and your life, that faith is not a wall to hide behind, but a journey to walk out with honesty and hope. Bless your children as they go out each day. Pray with them. Speak words of identity and destiny over them, and remind them often that Yahweh's love, mercy, and plans will never fail. Encourage their questions, celebrate their curiosity, and keep pointing them to the Word and to Yeshua, who is the way, the truth, and life. And as a community, let's surround our families with encouragement and prayer. Let's be a safe place for our children to wrestle, learn, and grow. Let's be a people who trust that the one who began a good work in them and in us will be faithful to complete it. Amen. So, as I conclude, tomorrow begins a new school here in Bay County, Florida. You may be in a different part of the world, and your school year may run on a different track. But here in Bay County, Florida, where I live, tomorrow, August 10th, is the first day of this school year. And as you go to bed tonight and prepare for this next season, remember, creation is more than a story about the beginning. It's a blueprint for destiny. Yahweh, in his wisdom, designed a world of order, purpose, and beauty. He created you and your children with intention, not by accident. He placed within each of us the freedom to choose, the invitation to trust, and the hope of redemption through Messiah Yeshua. Don't let fear or confusion steal the wonder of learning or the confidence you have in Yahweh's faithfulness. Encourage your children to seek truth, ask questions, and search the scriptures, knowing that every honest question is safe with Yahweh. Remind him and yourself that Yahweh's mercy is new every morning, and his plans for your family are good. As you send your children out to learn and grow, do so in faith, not fear. Trust that the one who orders the stars and calls them by name also watches over your sons and daughters and over you. Your story and theirs is still being written, and Yahweh's blueprint for destiny is never erased by our missteps. Walk forward in hope, courage, and love. Cover them in the blood of Yeshua each day and practice responses to those who are not yet believers. We want to teach our children that our job is to advance the kingdom in our spheres of influence. Your child's sphere of influence includes their school. They don't even have to say a word most of the time. Just walking in the shalom of Yeshua, bringing his kingdom into those halls and classrooms, may just be enough. But if they must use words, questions asked in humility, in a non-argumentative way, can be powerful. Taking a stand for truth in a way that says, you are free to choose what you want to believe, I choose to believe the Bible, may also be necessary at times. However, these responses will show their detractors that they are courageous, yet respectful. This is the culture of honor in action. In fact, let me give you a sample prayer and some possible discussion questions to help you. The sample prayer might be, Abba Father, thank you for the gift of a new school year. We ask for your protection, wisdom, and favor as we go to new classrooms, meet new teachers, and make new friends. Help us to remember that you are with us wherever we go. Give us courage to stand for truth, kindness to show your love, and curiosity to enjoy learning about your world. Please guide our hearts and minds. Help us to ask good questions, to listen well, and to honor you in all we do, at school, at home, and everywhere we go. May our words and actions bring your shalom and show others the love of Yeshua. Thank you for loving us and leading us. In Yeshua's name, amen. I think that's a really good prayer. You can pray it often. Now, here are some family discussion questions you might go over. And remember, you can come back and listen to this on my website in the audio posting of this lesson. And if you want a copy of this prayer or these questions, email me at lotsoflovministries@yahoo.com and I will send them to you. But here are some of the questions. Let me read them quickly for you. What are you most excited or nervous about as school starts this year? Where do you see Yahweh's order or creativity in the world around you? For example, in nature, science, or even the way people learn. What does it mean to you that you have the freedom to choose? Just like Adam and Hava. Why do you think Yahweh gives us that freedom? Have you ever had a time when you made a mistake or bad choice, but Yahweh gave you another chance? How did that feel? Why do you think it's important to ask questions, search the scriptures, like the Bereans did? What's one way you could bring shalom, peace, or kindness to your school this week, even without saying a word? If a friend or teacher says something about science or the Bible that you don't understand or agree with, what could you do? How can you respond with courage and respect? That last one is a big one, because in the world today, in public schools, they may very well have to confront that situation. Remember, if you want a printed copy, email me at lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. I am more than happy to send this list of questions to you, or the sample prayer I gave, because I'm here to serve you, here to help you. And I would love for you to reach out to me. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your wisdom and for the gift of children, learning, and new beginnings. Thank you for creating each of us with purpose and for writing a blueprint of hope and destiny over every life in this room. As our children return to school, protect them, body, mind, and spirit. Fill them with curiosity, with courage and discernment. Help them to see your hand in creation and to trust your word above every other voice. Give us, as parents and community, grace and wisdom to guide them in your ways. Help us to model faith that is both strong and humble, eager to learn and anchored in your truth. Remind us that your love is bigger than our fears and that your mercy is new every morning. We entrust our families, our students, and our teachers to you this year. May your spirit rest upon each one. May Messiah Yeshua be glorified in all we do. And may your kingdom come more fully in our homes, our schools, and our world. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Now, as you step into this next school year, may there be shalom in both your schools and your home.